Hello and welcome to episode 6 of GIF of Assholes. I'm Desiree.
I'm Matt.
I'm Don.
I'm Kevin. And tonight, we're going to discuss something you might have heard of briefly, you know, in passing. Some video game called Pokemon Go, I think it's called.
That little gym.
Yeah, so people are loving it, and it's just blown up all over the place, and I've almost hit multiple teenagers and awkward adults in the street chasing Digimons and Pikachus and poofy jigglies all over the place. And
poofy jigs.
People.
Poofy jigs all over the place.
People seem to be quite enjoying this Pokemon Go thing, so we thought, what better than to ruin all their fucking fun and make a version of it that we would play, and that we think is far superior to Pokemon Go. So the technology is already out there, floating around in the ether. I'm surprised no one else has capitalized on this and stolen it and made fucking Batman Go or
Harry Potter,
Game of Thrones Go, or some version of that.
I'm sure it's all coming. I'm sure it's all.
Well, Don's theory about the beta testing. That other game you were talking about that was like the beta test?
That's a legit thing. Like,
oh, that's
Ingress.
Yeah.
That's no theory. Like, they were literally testing that game out with Ingress, which was, like, you know, like, just mad boring. And they just were like, let's use this engine with, like, a property that already has, like, a fan base, and there you go. Pokemon Go. So, you know.
So, with that in mind, the shell exists, and we decided we should make a version that is GIF of Assholes related and just fill it with all the stuff that we enjoy or talk about on the show. What are you doing? Oh.
Alright, so.
How the game's played? So if you're not familiar with Pokemon Go, the idea is you walk around and throw Pokeballs at stupid furry little creatures. They, like, kind of exist in this environment or whatever.
It's like augmented reality.
Yeah. And you have to, like, there's certain spots you can go to, like, get more Pokeballs to catch Pokemon, or to take your Pokemon there to, like, make them better. That's right.
Essentially you're just trying to collect, like, the whole stable, though, like, all of the Pokemon. So what we want to do is, like, collect all the weird and bizarre characters that we love and hate in the game.
Right, so we're focused on characters that we've talked about before or plan to talk about in the future.
Sure.
All our favorites. So, okay, so who would be, like, the Pidgey of GIF of Assholes?
What the hell's a Pidgey?
That's the default Pokemon, or the one you find everywhere that people have, like, 100 of and they're sick of it. It's like the garbage Pokemon that, like, everyone starts out with.
I'm going to guess a Troy.
A Troy.
Final Sacrifice Troy.
Final Sacrifice. Oh, boy. Folks, if you haven't been taking notes, you might get lost on this episode, so bear with us.
Okay, watch Final Sacrifice, or watch our fan film.
So when the Pokemon in the real game show up, they make noises or something?
Is there
an audio component to it?
I really don't know if there's an audio component. Let's assume there is. Ours will have one.
So already,
ours will give you a small electric shock.
To add to your misery.
Yeah.
So Troy just pops up everywhere randomly and has, like, a hearty Rosdower.
Scares
the piss out of you when you're chasing around better ones.
He scares your good Pokemon away. Or your good Asimons.
That's what we're calling our characters.
Or do we want Asimon? If we settle on Asimon, or do we want, like, Giffymon?
Giffymon's
good
too.
No, Giffymon is a pale comparison to Asimon.
To Asimon?
Asimon is clearly the winner here.
Giffymon is, like, the children's version of Asimon.
That's true.
Okay.
So then the objective is just to go around and collect as many as you can. And, like, I guess there's a workout element involved in the Pokemon. That's what people are praising about, is that it gets people moving or circulating.
Right, because you're
so
like
how
outside.
Do we get that shit out of there? Because we don't want people like walking anywhere, like getting heart healthy or whatever bullshit.
Maybe well, like the longer you sit still, the more Pokemon show up.
Yeah.
In a bar.
Asimon does.
Oh, Asimon. The longer you
like
sit
a...
still in a bar, the more Asimon shows up.
It needs to track your arm.
Or
like,
a strip club. Or a...
Our target audiences are alcoholics and perverts.
General lowlives.
So in Pokemon Go, we mentioned one of the places you can go to like charge up your Pokemon and get more balls.
Balls.
But, in Pokemon, those places are like churches and McDonald's and, I don't know, Walgreens or, like, wholesome places, I guess. Well, as wholesome as McDonald's and their pink sludges. But, ours, like, want to put children and people in danger as much as possible. So, CD bars, strip clubs at, like, 2 a.m.
Alleyways.
Alleyways, yeah. Dank, dark alleyways.
Like a dumpster behind a Hooters.
Casinos.
Okay. So, wait, which Asimon hangs out in the dumpster behind a Hooters? Which character would you be most likely to find there?
I don't know, probably the one of the ones I played.
Bip.
That's
perfect. Yeah, that's Bip. That's a good play location for Bip.
How many Molson cans does it take to catch Pip?
I don't know. have we discussed that yet? That instead of Pokeballs, we have Molson cans that we throw?
Right. The Molson cans are our Pokeballs.
Right.
So in order to get... in order to get more...
Well, how does it work? Or do we just... Is it you pegging them? Beaning them with like a full Molson?
are we trapping them in the Molson
Are you trapping them in the Molson can?
Or is it like you're shaking up the Molson can and spraying them? Which is
like a victory... Shower, Molson.
Or are you just throwing the can at their head?
Yeah, like the full can, and you knock them out, and then we've just kidnapped Ashley.
Maybe
just
be
knock
like
him
a...
out and leave him in a dark alley.
That could be like a user setting at the beginning. You decide if you're gonna spray bean or trap.
Oh my god!
And different teams instead of like the yellow.
That is how. That's the team kind of. There is a team component. That's brilliant. Okay, this thing writes itself.
So like we would be. I would be. Let me first say.
Okay.
I would choose Team Bean. You're asking one.
Yeah. So you don't want them to follow. You just want to like injure them and leave them to die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt.
I think I'd spray them. I just want them standing there dripping wet and Molson, soaking wet next to a dirty dumpster behind a Hooters.
All of them? That's where Matt will
it's where, it's where I leave them. It's where I find them. It's where I leave them.
So it's spray bean or
trap.
Or trap. Or just trap.
It needs to be more malicious, so kidnap or abduct.
Or kidnap? like you're a van full of Molson?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got a van full of Molson. Troy's like, ah, I'm down there. Okay, yeah, I'm definitely a van guy. we're going with it. I'm going to trap him.
I kind of want to trap him, too.
All right, well.
Well, I guess I'm on Team Bean by myself.
Bean.
I just want to beat them and leave them in that Hooters dumpster.
I've seen on the social medias that the Pokemon teams, one of them is like the redhead stepchild of this group.
Sure.
I don't know which color or what does what. But
they're like the Hufflepuff.
Which team is like that for us?
They should be called the redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... Spray. Sorry, man. I think that's the weakest option.
Yeah, the weakest option is just to spray him.
Okay.
But that's usually when a game starts out, like one team, you know, like when they have that kind of component, will be kind of stronger. They are, you know, like the more popular. But eventually, they'll balance the game out by giving the team that, you know, like nobody's picking or whatever, only a few people have picked. We'll get, like, some broken, awesome mechanic that makes that team now awesome. So, you know, that might be a good strategy, man.
Yeah.
Matt's always thinking ahead.
So we've established the game parameters. So let's get into, like,
what's in this game? What's in this game, folks?
So the idea is to catch, soak, or beat to death characters, and they level up. And there's characters in a week like Troy,
and you can evolve them.
Characters that are
right.
are more desirable to have,
mm-hmm.
or to I guess to beat. Like,
who would be your most desirable character? Like, who would be the, I don't know, Pikachu, highly evolved Pikachu of our game?
Right. That's going to be
either going to be Rosdower as the beer, so Sunbeer.
Sunbeer Rosdower.
Sunbeer Rosdower.
I like it.
But when you first encounter him, he's got to be like,
Broken down, in the woods.
Rosdower.
Like, Rosdower appears by broken down cars. Or like,
yeah. And you evolve him from
to
broken down sad
broken
Rosdower.
Rosdower to eye patch, Molson coat Rosdower.
To Sunbeer Rosdower.
To Sunbeer Rosdower.
Matt, who would be your number one Asimon character? Like the big guy.
The most desirable
mm-hmm.
to catch?
Yeah.
For me, I think it would have to be maybe Tom Atkins. Perhaps separately, the ghost dick itself.
Ooh, but what would be the evolution of Tom Atkins?
There's
would
no
be
evolution
his, like,
of Tom Atkins. He's just Tom Atkins.
but
he's
going to
be the hardest
Tom
one to
Atkins
catch,
you
right?
get.
Yeah,
you
different
know?
Versions, yeah. Like,
yeah,
you get, like, the fog Tom Atkins.
Exactly, and you get, like, Halloween 3 Tom Atkins, where he hangs out in seedy motels.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that where you have to catch him? Or
yeah.
No, he has to be, like, inappropriately next to, like, younger ladies.
Yeah. in bars next to younger
like, real younger women who are, like, walking around.
Younger women, you satellite dragons who appear.
Like, hold still. There's a Tom Atkins.
Right there's a Tom Atkins right next to you, ladies and gentlemen. Away from me. He's gonna baby you with a Molson.
Tom Atkins wouldn't drink fucking Molson. He would at least drink, like, an MGD or something, or a
well, maybe
highlight.
That's how we drum up. So, Tom Atkins, okay, so how about this? Tom Atkins, your high level, we'll just give you Molson. We'll just, like how they just give you Pokemiles. But to catch Tom Atkins, you're going to need some deer slugs. You're going to need that terrible course.
And that's where the paid component
yes,
comes
exactly.
In.
So you're going to have to buy some course. You're going to have to buy some deer slugs if you
no,
want a Tom
have
Atkins.
To actually drink them. And there's some way the game, like, if you hold your phone,
it just shocks your tongue. And you're like, yeah, that's like drinking a Molson.
Like, once you like have like a blood alcohol level of a certain amount, then you're like,
then
Tom Atkins
appears. What's his ultimate form?
I think his ultimate form would be Night of the Creeps Tom Atkins.
Yeah, it's
we'll call that Thrill Me Tom Atkins.
Thrill Me, yeah.
So Thrill Me Atkins is the number one most highly evolved,
like,
best character for Matt.
But what about, like, terrible dad Tom Atkins from Creepshow? Like, abusive father Tom Atkins?
I don't want that Tom Atkins. I don't want that. It's either between that Tom Atkins or was it a Striking Distance Tom Atkins? Like, nobody wants either one of those Tom Atkins. You want some Halloween 3 Tom Atkins,
that's
or
right.
You want some Fog the Fog Tom Atkins.
Even Maniac Cop.
Or Maniac, yeah. Yeah, maybe a Tom Atkins, yeah. Alright,
fair enough.
So, Don, what is your pinnacle character?
Oh boy. I'm sure it'll change, but for right now, I'm thinking, some Intercessor.
John Michael Thor.
Just then you can evolve you, because I mean, again, if we're talking the evolve component, you evolve him into the Intercessor or the Naked Waiter.
He starts out as the Naked Waiter. He becomes Thor,
yes.
Where he gets at least like a codpiece.
Yeah,
and then at the end, he's full on Intercessor with a cape.
Yeah, I like it.
He gets a little bit more clothed
as he goes on.
Where is John Michael Thor found in the wild?
In Canada?
Yeah.
You have to be in Canada to catch John Michael
in
Thor.
In a barn?
Yeah. In a wild barn?
That's
or
where they
any,
play in the,
or,
in,
right.
the movie.
That's true. Or at any location that he says that Steve Scott is
was at.
I feel like you have to catch him at that muscle concert.
Muscle Fest.
Muscle
Rockers.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, all of Europe.
anywhere in Scandinavia.
But yeah, I think that for right now, and mind you, I will waffle, you know.
How do you catch a John Michael Ford? Is a Miller High Life going to take him down?
Oh, I don't. Yeah,
it seems like he's taken down plenty.
Yeah,
here's life.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tricky one.
I have to come back to that.
And what does he do?
It's a real stumper, Kevin.
And what does he do in his ultimate form?
I felt that he would be the most powerful, and that he could make any character in the game shit the pants.
And possibly make romance.
And possibly make romance. So,
as the situation dictates.
Yes.
So are the ass boys part of this game? Are they like the Troys where you have just like find them around? Or do they like become part of the posse when John Michael Thor is fully evolved?
I think maybe some of the lesser characters you occur, some of the Troys that you've got, become the ass boys once you have the interception. They all shit the pants to become the ass boys.
Your Troys evolve by shitting the pants to turn into ass boys.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's brilliant, man.
Yeah, thank you.
It's beautiful in a way.
Dylan-esque, some might say.
Very, very, a lot of components.
So, Desiree, what is your ultimate poke, Asimon?
My ultimate Asimon, hands down, without a doubt, would be Larry Zonka.
Oh, see, this is why I want a waffle, because so good.
But I'm not sure about the evolution. I honestly think, and this may be unpopular, but his earliest stage would be football player Larry Zonka. And he would evolve eventually into Leisure Suit Larry Zonka, which might be my favorite.
Where he evolves into a framed picture of Larry Zonka.
Like the one on my desk. In a gold gilt frame that I bought at the dollar store.
Yes.
That would be my ultimate Asimov character.
Now, are the ultimate characters the hardest to find?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they the most exclusive? Because
they are.
We were also discussing that, like, there are some very exclusive Asimon to be found, such as the Ghost Dick, which, as Desiree pointed out, can only be found in one place.
That would be the Brown Palace.
Yes.
Correct.
However, what I'm thinking is that would be more for, like, the diehards that, like, have to catch and collect every single character. The Ghost Dick may not be a particularly powerful character, but it's one that's so rare and so hard to find that makes it desirable in its own way.
Exactly.
Sure.
I don't know if there's, like, a comparable Pokemon experience to that, but that's... I don't know. I feel like that's one way to get people to spend money.
Right. There should be some that are, like, elusive, and that's part of their
well, maybe you need the Ghost Dick in order to get a character like Tom Atkins
so
to its final level.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
So you're using Metano.
Or
I also
maybe
feel
you,
like
need, you need to get the Thunderhawk in order to make the Intercessor.
Where do I find the Thunderhawk?
I also think it should be some characters are, they're easier to find, but they're super hard to catch.
Yeah. Right, so you have to waste like 40 Molson cans in order to get them. I think that's a thing in Pokemon. Either that or it's just like you're not good at playing it. I'm not sure. But,
or like they fight back, because in Pokemon they break out of the balls, I guess.
But that's a time-honored video game component where you'll have like a character that, you know, doesn't, you know, really do any, have like any kind of strength or anything like that, but they can help, you know, somebody else, or be like, you know, like a component that itself is kind of worthless, but it can. So, yeah, you know, all that fits.
I think that works.
Yeah.
So there'd be us traipsing around the Brown Palace, drunk off of Molson's and Miller High Life, because we had to get enough cans to fight the Ghost Dick.
A blood alcohol level, at least.
You're really intoxicated when you're wandering around the alleys at night. So, like,
Gift of Assholes Go comes complete with breathalyzer, shock pins for your phone.
Right, because instead of drinking the Molson, you can just shock your tongue. And you'll feel just as garbagey afterwards as if you drank a few.
We don't care as long as you're hurting yourself.
As long as you're miserable, we've done our job and we're satisfied.
Yeah.
There was also a discussion along Matt's topic of the ghost dick, the rarity idea of having themed levels. So, like, Roswell would be, if you can get your drunk, shocked ass to Roswell.
You can find all the aliens, every kind.
Like every kind of alien ever.
Because by this point, we feel your spirit is broken. You're drunk, you're tired.
You might as well go to New Mexico.
You would fit right in as a drunk, tired, miserable human being.
To catch,
I don't know, the greys.
You're
gonna
get some greys. Okay. So, lizard people all do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The whole.
What about the various frump of big feet?
Oh, we get a bovine?
Perhaps. If they stampede.
Well, maybe that would be like your evolution of your Bigfoot. So you get like a Bigfoot, and it evolves into a bovine.
Maybe you're trying to catch one Bigfoot, and you upset the frump, and it becomes a bovine. They become much more difficult to
catch. You know what upset? What upset? Goddamn, Troy comes out. I was like, not that
hard. And then they get mad and stampede.
Yeah.
And you lose all your Molson cans.
We have to add a component that can get rid of a Troy. And we're going to charge for that, of course, for your convenience.
How do you get rid of a Troy?
You throw a curling stone.
Yes, an exploding curling stone. Thank you, Matt.
And you can purchase this for only 99 cents a piece from the Giffo store.
So there's a strategy involved there now.
Gift shop.
The gift shop. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, Matt.
So you'll want like a few dozen of these deadly curling stones, because if you're, like you're talking about, Troy pops up randomly, but you won't know for sure.
Yeah.
But if you're entering a situation where there's a stampede of bofi, or a possible stampede of bofi, you're like, I better get this curling stone ready in case that little fucker shows up.
Yeah. Cause like you'll have one, like that's probably like the first Giphy you'll get. Your first Asimov, sorry, would probably be a Troy. But then he just keeps, you know, he's like they're everywhere. So you'll want to like the curling iron to get rid of them. Otherwise, they'll keep scaring away your good ones. But
do you think Rosdower would be afraid of a Troy though? Or what do you need Troy?
I think you need a Troy to unlock. That's like the one prerequisite. That's the one. It's a curling stone,
not a curling
iron. Oh, curling iron!
I want to give him a purr.
Oh, but secret super secret character Troy with a purr.
One way to make Troy more obnoxious is give him a purr.
Which ostensibly, I think he's just become Who's the guy? The weird curly-haired blonde guy.
Michael Jackson.
No. Oh, Thunder Geek.
Thunder Geek.
He's become Thunder Geek.
So how many Troys does it take to make a Thunder Geek?
Well, we got some asshole math here. Have you got the intercessor yet? Because he could turn Troy into a Thunder Geek by making him shit the pants.
Yeah.
I thought he turned into an ass boy.
No, he just turns into an ass boy. But I think Thunder Geek is just a...
Thunder Geek's like a middle...
He's like your high...
Character.
You need like six Troys.
He's like
to
top of
one.
The worst character.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's the top of the characters you don't want. So
okay.
He's like the most powerful of the characters you don't want.
He's like a step below the mediocre characters, which would be like Lou Diamond Phillips and...
Macaulay Culkin.
Nicole.
And Randy Quaid. And...
Although, I think you can upgrade Randy Quaid to a higher level Asimov if you can morph him into the freaked Randy Quaid.
Yes, absolutely.
So he starts off as, like, Christmas Vacation.
Yes. Yes.
And then you can evolve him into freaked Randy Quaid.
Yes.
Or just his brother.
Dennis Quaid.
The best version of Randy Quaid you can get is Dennis Quaid.
And he just gets to leave the game. He's like, God, I out.
Our game is not good enough for Dennis Quaid. So we talk a lot about the I Am Thor documentary. And one of the things that we had to have in our game was like on the roster screen where it, like, shows all of the, like, silhouettes of the characters you could collect. Mm. One being Steve Scott, the legendary...
Legendary manager.
Manager of John Michael Thor. Mm-hmm. Who's not real. And he is also not programmed into the game. So you will never, ever catch him.
He's on the roster, and you're not going to know this. And it's going to tell you constantly that Steve Scott is somewhere close.
Oh, and that brings up another thing. Like, this needs to have the most obnoxious, annoying, like, alert alarm system for when Asimon are near. It's something you can't disable.
You can't disable push notifications for this game. And when it happens, it's Troy yelling, "Food!" or something equally as obnoxious.
I think food's pretty
on full volume. And if you try to remove the app, it does it nonstop until you reinstall it.
Maybe it plays the Silver Shamrock theme song.
Oh! Oh,
top volume, just plays it over and over again.
Wow, Matt. That is magical.
That's what I mean in fucking February. Is 3 more days to Halloween.
Guys, I am sorry. I'm at your grandmother's funeral. And I downloaded Asimon Go, and it's been a huge mistake. I am drunk. My tongue is on fire.
And even when my phone is off, it is loud.
Loud. It is a nightmare.
On the plus side, if I go to the Brown Palace, I can get my hands on those dicks. So.
So that was one of the things that came out of the Pokemon, like, Go, with all these news articles about people chasing them around, like, places they probably shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So there was one about them showing up in, like, a World War II survivors museum, or in people's backyards who didn't want them there, or there was one where they were on, like, sacred Indian ground and natives were getting upset about it.
Like a veteran cemetery, like all these places where it would be inappropriate to be playing Pokemon Go.
So I think that we should either have our characters show up at those places intentionally to upset people, or they're just in terrible places to begin with that you don't want to go, or it just pisses off all these businesses and we just make it even worse. Well, for, like, as soon as they complain, we just make it worse for them.
I'll tell you what, Brown Palace is not going to be any too pleased when people run around their property during high tea. Like, where's my ghost dick?
Have you seen my ghost dick?
Well, 100 phones are screaming 3 more days to Halloween.
This is kind of the only thing I'm excited for about this game. Is any chance to mess with the Brown Palace?
Let's see, besides Roswell, we had some other, like, smaller, I don't know, like, themed areas where there's multiple characters from one particular thing.
Well, there's Halloween 3.
There's the Halloween 3.
Where that's where you'd catch Halloween 3, Tom Atkins.
Yeah. Oh, and the witch, the Man Witch.
The Man Witch? The guy from RoboCop?
From RoboCop, yeah. The CEO from RoboCop. I can't remember that actor's name.
Is his girlfriend.
Yes.
In that movie.
Stacey Nelken.
Maybe like a bunch of like random kids with different
masks. Or robots, Stacey Nelken.
We have the robots.
You could get those masks to put on your Troys.
Shut them up.
Yeah. Oh, there are the Troys' heads just exploded to snakes and
bombs.
Yes. That'll shut them up.
Those only cost $1.99.
Yeah. Just for the pure pleasure.
On sale. Around Valentine's Day.
So really, the point. Really, now shop. The game has just become a money machine designed to make you
miserable.
I'll be
sure to stop Troy from ruining your game.
I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to make people miserable.
And we're doing that by having Troy ruin all their fun.
It's just taking money away from people that adds to the misery.
Right.
That's true.
We also talked about a sleepaway camp level.
So Sleepaway Camp is one of our favorites. We haven't talked about it on Gift of Vessels yet, though.
No, no, not yet. But
our listeners should know that our love is great, but Dawn's love is something special for
Sleepaway
Camp.
So brief aside, me, Matt, and Desiree have seen Sleepaway Camp on TV since we were like 7 or 8. And
a million times.
Yeah.
And a million times.
So
and then, like, 4 or 5 years ago, we're like, Don said he's never seen Sleepaway Camp. Like, we're talking about it. It was Sleepaway Camp.
Like, you have to watch it immediately.
I feel like you kind of
drop everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't survive another afternoon without.
Now, I had bought the Sleepaway Camp box set on DVD for Desiree a few years previous, so she was able to lend them to Dawn that very instant.
And it took every fiber in my being to give them back to her.
because we couldn't give away the ending.
Oh, wow.
We couldn't tell him why this movie was so good.
We
couldn't
away.
Even hint at it.
We won't
we're
give
just,
it
like,
away
you
here
just have
either.
To watch it. Just
no.
We haven't seen
if
it.
You haven't seen yes, if readers are readers. If you're reading this podcast, wow. But listeners, if you haven't seen Sleepaway Camp, just stop everything.
Turn this podcast
off.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Watch it now.
Yeah. It's on YouTube. In its entirety.
For free.
Yes.
So Don got to witness Sleepaway Camp as a full grown man.
Yeah.
Through the eyes of a seasoned adult.
Yeah.
Which makes me jealous.
It's worth it. I kind of and kind of not, but so good. So good. And who do we get into this game from there?
Mustache.
Oh, yes.
Mustache.
Yes, Mustache Cop.
Angela, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky. We have to get Ricky in.
Oh, Ricky. Where do we find Ricky? Where do
we can
find
only find him at hotel bars at 9 a.m. And that is based on personal experience.
Yes.
It's the only place I've ever found him in real life.
The actor who plays Ricky, I forget his name.
John Tiersten.
John Tiersten. Is at, like, every single convention I've ever been to, no matter what.
Yeah.
And he's always drunk at, like, 9 in the morning. Like, that's just what happens. He seems like a pleasant enough guy, but he's like a really sad, talking drunk.
He doesn't.
So.
But so like, where was that? The Mile High Horror Film Festival. We were there. Was it last year or the year before when he did the music?
It
set?
Was
last year.
Yeah.
We knew he was there. We knew he was drunk early.
He's there every year, and he's drunk early every year.
True. So I went into, so like in the lobby is where they have all the tables and convention stuff, and then people go to see movies, and they have like a bunch of horror movies, and so it gets really slow when there's movies playing, and then when in between the movies, all the people come out of the theater and buy stuff from the tables. So it was at a slow point, and I went into the hotel bar to order some lunch. It was like noon, maybe, and he was in there setting up. He had his guitar out and he was going to be playing like some sort of musical set, and as I'm standing at the bar like waiting to order my food, I'm just horrified and I can't look away, and he's playing this music, he starts playing and it's just bad, and I run out to back to that table. I'm like, you guys gotta see this, you gotta come see Tiersten during his set. And then we go back in and he had, what, 2 minutes later, three? He'd been, like, booed out of the corner where he was playing his guitar, and he was just sitting there with his head down on the table. And that sounds really sad now that I'm saying it out loud, but it wasn't.
Like,
it was funny.
I have no sympathy for the guy. I got cornered between him and this other couple at the bar that weekend, and he was going on about the hard life of being a celebrity recognized everywhere, and it was hard to endure.
Oh. Yeah. I love these movies. I don't think I recognize any of those people.
Grandma, this the movie he was in, it was made in what, 1982?
Right.
Something like that.
So,
and he was what, 16?
Something. I don't know.
If that, yeah.
Anyway, he'll be in the game.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Meg and Judy. I think that's a pair. Pair.
You get them both at
you
the
get
same
them
time.
Both at the same time.
So you can't have a Meg without a Judy.
Exactly.
How many beer cans to take them down?
Just one.
Just one. One for the both of them.
Bounce off of
Meg
and hit Judy. Just bounce right off of Meg and hit Judy.
Although, my curling iron option, kind of.
So once you've acquired all these, like, lackluster characters, what do you do with them?
That's the point of the game, though, is just to collect
them
all.
You
just
collect them all.
Well, even if you're not collecting them, if, like, you or Matt, you're just trying to kill them, Matt just wants to humiliate them.
Kevin
and Don are cramming them in the back of vans.
Yeah.
They light up, like, on your silhouette roster. They, like, turn the color.
Oh, you interacted with them.
That you've done whatever it was you sought out to do, whether it was hurt them, spray them, or kidnap them. So then you now have them, in a sense. You know, the same way someone playing Pokemon Go has a Pikachu.
But I think we can keep evolving the game, mm-hmm. and so like at a later stage we get like a PvP component where our Asimon can fight other Asimon in a battle royale.
Oh, I see. What
you're how do you evolve them? You're talking about evolving them. How does that happen?
Well, you have to go to the gym.
Still gym.
Well, what are our gyms? Well, the gyms in Pokemon are like churches and stuff. So what are our gyms?
How do we...
I don't know, like
bars?
Bars.
Yeah.
Liquor stores.
Okay. So once you've evolved your character... So one component that I now remember from Pokemon Go is that like you take over the gyms and they become like your team color. And you have to defend them against other teams. So if I'm on Team Bean and I've taken over... Quebec Liquors down the road here is my evolution spot. And then Don and Kevin decide they want to, like, steal my spot with their team of ducks.
We gotta go take down Team Bean.
Then we have to have our characters fight or in some way. The same way the Pokemon do.
Right.
So what would our fights look like? Drinking contest?
Tom, I guess we get distracted by Junior Mac. Oh boy, that is. What are you doing here? I got some deer slugs. And
oh my god!
He just said, "Thrill me."
We know one attack, one Ultimo attack would be that John Michael Thor can make it. He can turn the game and shit the bed. Why you would want that character to just end all confrontations and hold down your liquor store.
So I feel like Rosdow would give someone a hearty Tim Horton's uppercut.
Oh, he'd give a Tim Horton uppercut? Yeah. Oh, straight up.
Larry Zonka would what?
I don't know.
Blind
throw
them with his
face.
Shining smile.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Dazzle them with his mustache and leisure suit.
Beautiful stash and
the glint off of his teeth would render them useless.
And a heart fought 5 yards.
Pug Bauer with 2 lasers from her eyes.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of DPS.
What about, like, what if there's, like, a trivia component?
Oh,
like, who beats whom at MST3K trivia or something. Something that we hold incredibly dear. Tom Servo trivia for the Quebec liquor store.
Yeah.
Name every movie Tom Skerritt was ever in. Go. Then which ones he had a mustache and which ones he didn't.
Did we even get to Skerritt in there?
Yeah, we talked about him being like a middling character.
Where were we finding
Randy Quaid's?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, here's the real question is, how does the evolution of Skerritt go?
No mustache to
beard.
Mustache. Yeah. Oh, no mustache to beard to mustache.
Well, sometimes he's got a beard, sometimes he's got a mustache. Yeah. I feel like both are equally as good.
Oh my god.
But without it, it's just garbage.
Do you think, like, we could have fake not Tom Skerritt? From the Twilight movies. So you get all excited, and then it's like a switcheroo, and you're like, oh, this is not Skerritt.
Not Skerritt.
And then you have to not Skerritt. Just call this poor man not Skerritt.
Whoever that actor is who played Sir Stupid Dad. Poor man's Tom Skerritt.
Poor man's Tom Skerritt.
Forgot about him.
Mm.
Now, the real question is, where does Bill Duke fit into this?
Oh,
is he,
man.
Is he a higher one? Is
he's
he
got to be.
Absolutely.
He's got to be top tier. He's definitely a top tier character.
But I don't know about his
that or Delroy Lindo.
Delroy Lindo's in the game.
Yeah. You defeat him by eating his sister.
You eat his sister again!
No, but I feel like Bill Duke does not evolve. You get Bill Duke, and Bill Duke is just a badass
just
in the game. Because Bill Duke only knows how to be one way.
That's right. It's just the costume changes at random, so it'll be like
Commando
Predator
Bill
Duke, or Commando Bill Duke, or, yeah, like shit.
Alright, fair enough.
Yeah.
So he might be one of, he's definitely in the upper echelon.
But I feel like you have to catch him with, like, scotch or something, like. A hard drink. Like, beer just won't do it.
No, yeah.
Beer, you gotta have a really high blood alcohol level.
You're like, oh, I'm going to, I've got to unbuild dudes. So, like, give me 3 tumbles.
I've been drinking for a week. And just when you're at the level where it's dangerous, yeah. Bill Duke will appear.
Where does Bill Duke appear?
And you have one chance. In the jungle? I don't know.
In the jungle. Like South America, right?
In Rio! This is Brazil! Wow.
Or I guess in like a seedy hotel in California.
Oh, yeah.
Like Commando, that's where he dies. Commando.
Well, spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen Commando by now, just give it up. Just give up.
You are not the audience we are looking
for. Right? Yeah. Come on up. My God.
Lucy.
Let's see. Let me check the Google Doc and see what on our amazing ideas list we have not covered. Bub. Let me talk about Bub.
The devil from Rock and Roll Nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Beelzebub.
You have to have the intercessor to get him.
Yeah.
You just can't get him with like a fucking Troy.
So if you, I mean, can you get Bub, or when you're the intercessor, do like Bubs appear to fuck with you?
I think he's going to fuck with you at first, but you're going to need the intercessor to take him and then get him into your stable.
Mm. Well, if we're going by Booty's logic, he doesn't even appear until the end.
That's
he's,
true.
He's disguised.
So,
as,
so
as
we
man.
Have more lower echelon creatures, those little, his little minions.
Starfish things he throws at Thor?
Oh, no, not even
he's
those.
Talking about the little,
like
the cycloptic finger puppet
little
guys.
Like barfing in his drinks and all that crap.
Right.
Yeah.
So gross. That can definitely be hanging out with Troy.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Rock and Roll Nightmare, do yourself a favor. Turn off this podcast and get busy.
Yes.
Get on that. I don't know if that one's on YouTube.
You might have
to. You gotta work for Rock and Roll Nightmare.
Yeah.
You gotta seek it out.
It's worth it.
Absolutely.
100% worth it.
We would have to have a Bearcano land. Maybe at like Yellowstone or something.
Yeah, Yellowstone. Oh, did he get a Giffymon? Or Asimon. That would be where you find, but you have to kind of like a 14er or something. That's where you find your flying ass monkeys.
You'd be drunk climbing 14ers.
I keep changing the permutation of the monkey. Like your flying ass monkeys. My flying ass monkeys. We'll have those two.
They were on fire.
Fire monkeys. Yeah. Monkeys on fire and your bear canos.
Your lava bears.
Your lava bears.
Your
That's
hippies
really,
with
yeah.
with the beehive on their head.
Also,
yeah.
I think some of the Asimon have got to be bullies like Ogre and...
We didn't even consider...
Get an ogre. Wow, do I get an ogre?
The beard eater.
If anywhere, if you're unfortunate enough to be in, like, Arkansas.
The South, anywhere in the South.
Yeah.
Beard
like,
eater will pop up.
At a John Deere store.
standing next to a riding lawnmower
and two other cops are trying to fight you to make you sell your lawnmower to them.
So when you use the beard eater to fight, does he like automatically lose every time?
Yeah, he just eats his beard. He just stands
is that
there
an evolution
like
you get him bearded and he evolves into having eaten his beard?
I think he just eats. If he's confronted by any other Asimon, he just cries and eats his beard. So you can never win with a beard eater.
Yeah, but you'd have to have him because you have to. You're good. This is you know like the nerd bane of being a completionist. So you have to. You gotta have them all.
Or the sad Twilight Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, crying Twilight Girl.
Maybe her special move, like when she's fighting, is that she cries so hard it like floods the screen.
Just a wave of
the person she's fighting just feels so bad for her. Just leave her alone.
Catch her, it just automatically makes you go to her YouTube page. To that video where she's like, "Oh my god!" I think we're forgetting the heart of this game is to punish people.
Yeah,
like there needs to be more painful things happening. For playing it.
I don't know. If you're, you know...
I mean, you're already drunk. Wandering around fucking strip clubs and alleyways and 14ers and American jungles.
I gotta get this built in.
You've almost suffered enough at that point.
For New Mexico. Like,
all
the
while
place.
You're hearing the Yeah, Silver Shamrock theme. Getting shocked by your phone.
Any hour, all hours of the day and night.
Just goes off at like 4 in the morning.
It knows right when you're about to go to sleep.
It disables all your other apps. Like when you when
I don't even know when to take my medication. All my alarms are gone. Day is night. Love is down.
And you have to play it, because if you don't play it, then you're hating fun.
Yeah.
And you can't just let people have fun.
No.
So everyone has to play it.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes with Pokemon Go, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't play it, then you're an asshole.
Yeah, fun hater.
Fun hater.
And you've ruined someone's childhood.
And you've ruined someone's childhood.
Does it take a while that we don't ruin someone's childhood?
Not in my world.
Honestly?
Yeah. I think your childhood is just ruined every day you wake up.
Every day you
get
to go to your job and pay
your bills. Then you roll your ass out of bed. You're like, oh, my childhood is ruined.
I gotta start drinking so I can catch fucking Tom Scary. If I start now, I'll be drunk by noon. This is prime Tom Scary catching hour.
In Detroit. Detroit. Downtown Detroit.
Wherever that city in Detroit is, it's had like poison water for the past year that no one cares about.
Oh, God. Ooh. Ooh.
That's where Tom Scared lurks.
Jesus. Jesus.
Way to bring it down.
Lucy's bored.
I know. Lucy has been done with this.
It seems like the louder we speak, the louder she snores. She's trying to compete.
Like she's just like, I still haven't had one of those donuts that I'm sitting over there.
So let's get to the end of this then.
Let's get to the brass tacks.
Is there a way to finish this, or is it just destroy your life from here on out?
Well, that's one of the crux of the game is that there is one character you will never be able to get.
That's true.
And it's Steve Scott.
Steve Scott, yeah.
So,
is there an end to the Pokemon game?
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
Besides, I was reading, or I saw, I didn't really read the article, I just saw it go by on social media, and it was saying that there are different, unique Pokemon to each country, or each, maybe it's not country, maybe it's like region of the world. So if you were going to truly catch all of these Pokemon, you would have to travel all over the world to do it. You'd have to go
maybe how
to Europe
like,
and Japan and Canada. And,
yeah, maybe how like hunters and explorers, world travelers were like really famous in the 20s and 30s. That'll be like the new Pokemon Go people. It'll be like these rugged Indiana Jones looking guys like, yeah, I'm going to play Pokemon Go.
I don't even know if it was rugged, but I mean, I think there literally was like an article written about some guy who just quit his job and he had like the most to date like amount of Pokemon that you could, which was like maybe like a fraction of the roster. But he was like flying to New York because there was a special one that you could only get in like, I think, you know, like in New York. But I mean, yeah, like that's a pretty good parallel you've drawn. That's an unfortunate parallel that you've made this grim connection that I was blissfully unaware of until now.
In Matt's like theory about these like grizzled hunters, world travelers, they need accoutrements. And I've seen dozens of Pokemon Go accessories
we need a coordinate
come out since
then.
I've seen simple ones that are like Pokeball-shaped things that go over your phone, or like an overlay that makes your
finger swipe
your shot true.
In case your finger is too tired to swipe. In
case it's got too much onion ring grease.
Too much Funyun dust on your
dust. And I've also seen drones that will fly your phone, you know? So, in the spirit of that, what kind of accessories would...
Well, I'm thinking of a feed bag for your onion rings. Just so the straps around your face
so
that your hands are unencumbered with food.
Or maybe like one of those, maybe one of those fucking...
There you got the name right there, Asimon face sack.
Get your complete...
Get it at a gift shop.
Or maybe one of those hats that you put the beer cans in with the straws.
Yep.
So you can just drink unencumbered by your hands. But, you know, with our logo on it or something.
Yeah.
Costs like $30 for that.
Maybe we should get our own brand of antidepressants.
Probably like vaccines of some sort. Sure. Like digging through trash. Like tetanus shots
get
and things like that.
Get your rabies shot.
Some penicillin.
Like a home kit. Do it yourself. Do it yourself vaccination.
Penicillin is just a bag of moldy bread.
Like, here's the... basics of penicillin.
Here's some pills you gotta take for diphtheria, and they're just a bunch of Tic Tacs.
Put me like light on them.
Eat these old Funyuns for your dengue fever.
Oh shit.
Just so like the novelty, like oversized flask that's like as big as a 2 liter bottle, so you can take your booze on the go.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to keep that blood alcohol level up if you're traipsing through the jungle
right.
without at least a liter of something.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to keep hydrated.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where does one find a Thunderhawk in this game?
Like the top of
Mount
Everest.
Everest. Yeah.
Oh, and then just getting there's half the battle. Then it's like a million Molson cans.
Yeah, well, LHA, drinking at that altitude is
yeah.
Yeah, a game unto itself.
If you get the Thunderhawk, game is over.
The game!
It declares
over.
You.
For everybody.
That's the only way out. So they just
like
have like a million.
Just shuts down.
Have dead assholes on the side of Mount Everest.
Drunkenly
trying,
climb Everest.
Trying to get free of this miserable nightmare game.
Mount Everest is littered with the corpses of a thousand jerks.
They're all in like Halloween 3 t-shirts. Just bones everywhere.
It's just
cacophonous nightmare.
Just ruined it for everybody who seriously wants to climb Mount Everest.
They were like, they say you can still hear the Halloween thing song.
It's on the wind. It haunts the hills of Everest. The caves are...
So yeah, if you can get up to the top of Mount Everest, drunk enough,
spend a
with enough Molson
cans
to catch the Thunderhawk, the game ends.
Ends.
And the whole thing just comes, it just comes off your phone, and it can never happen.
Yes.
Never happen.
Except it leaves like it makes your battery drain faster or something.
One last little parting shot when they grow on.
Every text or status update or any sort of typing that you do into your phone, it adds on like some sort of phrase at the end.
Yeah,
get bit nerds.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mom. Get bent, nerd.
Courtesy of Give the Vassals.
We didn't even get to, like, including the 13-13 Cougar Cole roster into this game. That's in the update. That's in the July.
Yeah,
that's in the September update.
2.1.
That's just founded up.
I like the
idea. In showers of boys in underwear and showers.
I like the idea of Get Bent Nerd being attached to everything you said. Like, my thoughts and prayers are with you and your family in this hard time. Get Bent Nerd.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so, Pokemon Go, bullshit. GIF of assholes go.
Less
amazing.
Bullshit.
Yes.
Oh. All right, well, thanks for joining us for the 6th episode of GIF of Assholes.
Get bent, nerd.
Get bent, nerd.
List of characters Colonel Gentleman wish he'd had on the podcast but forgot. B. Arthur. Garth Vader. Chewbacca's family. Lucinda Dickey and the V8 cop. Ninja 3. Latour on the French rooftops of the Riviera. So cool.